Let's join our Europe editor Tony Connolly to talk about his story this morning that the North will fall out of 60 free trade agreements because of Brexit, having huge consequences for companies producing goods for the EU market. Tony, will you explain more about these agreements?
Yes, well, the EU has some 60 free trade agreements that all member states avail of, and producers and exporters in Northern Ireland, of course, under the Northern Ireland Protocol, will be producing goods to EU standards. Now, that means they can obviously go across the border, which is the whole point of the protocol, meaning there's no hard border. And they can also circulate around 26 other EU member states. But when it comes to exporting goods to other parts of the world under EU free trade agreements, because of the way the protocol is designed, those goods produced in Northern Ireland won't be regarded as EU goods. Even though they've been produced to EU standards, they're going to be regarded as UK goods because Northern Ireland is still in the UK's customs territory. Now, this is a kind of anomaly in the protocol that Northern Ireland business organisations have been trying to address almost for a year, almost since the protocol was negotiated a year ago, and they've had limited success so far. But the Irish government has been, I suppose, putting the foot on the pedal a bit more on this one, lobbying and pressing both the European Commission and the British government to try and see, is there any way that Northern Ireland companies could still avail of and benefit from EU free trade agreements, because they are beneficial and they do provide export opportunities.
Will you give us a practical example, Tony, of how this will impact on companies in the North?
Well, the sector which is most exposed is the dairy sector. So millions of litres of milk are produced in Northern Ireland every year, and they cross the border south to be processed because you don't have the processing capacity in Northern Ireland. A lot of that milk would find its way back north or go across to the UK or stay in Ireland, but a significant amount of it forms part of an export from Ireland to countries like West Africa, China, South America. This is often in the form of infant formula or milk powder. And that is possible because all of the milk in those consignments is regarded as EU milk until now. But from the 1st of January, that milk will have to be differentiated between what came from Northern Ireland, in other words, what is British milk, and what came from the south. And that's going to cause problems not just to milk producers in Northern Ireland, but also big dairy companies in the south who depend on that milk coming from Northern Ireland to meet the demand.
And Tony, you say the Irish government is pushing for change on this to allow the North to remain within these agreements, but what's the view in Brussels? Would that be able to be done on a blanket basis, or would it have to be done individually?
Well, that's the problem. There are two main problems with getting some kind of agreed approach on this. First of all, the EU would effectively have to go back to all of those 60 free trade agreements and check with their trading partners. Effectively, is it okay that Northern Ireland goods are still counted as EU goods once Brexit happens? Now, that might be possible, but there's always the risk that if you try and reopen a trade agreement, then your trade partner might say, well, we would like some changes as well. So I think this is certainly something that the EU, while it is sympathetic towards, it can see, you know, real logistical problems. The second big problem is that because Northern Ireland is in the UK's customs territory, then this has to be a request that comes from the United Kingdom government to allow Northern Ireland's goods and exporters to be regarded as EU exporters. And so far, that hasn't happened. And I think part of the reason is that the UK, of course, as we know, is consumed by the Brexit negotiations for their own future free trade agreement with the EU. And they're consumed also with trying to implement the Northern Ireland Protocol as is, through what's known as the Joint Committee. But having said that, my understanding is that, you know, at the highest level, there is sympathy for Northern exporters. And the government's view, which is important to point out, is that the Northern Ireland Assembly is going to be voting on the protocol 4 years after it comes into effect. Anything that can be done that makes the protocol more of an easy sell to consumers and businesses, the government's view is that that should be done. And also the fact that Northern Ireland companies and importers and exporters are having to comply with the burden of the protocol, yet under this anomaly they're not able to benefit from the fact that they are producing standards goods to EU standard.
Okay. Tony, for now, many thanks. Tony Connolly, our Europe editor.